Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, Dust Body Radio.
You need to tune in.
Career.
Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, Dust, Dust by the radio, to come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy Steady J. It is yet another beautiful Wednesday. Every Wednesday here in the show, we bring you the Hump Day After Dusk edition of the show. So big ups to everyone supporting us again. And I was showing love, man. Appreciate you so much, man. Appreciate you. Yes, today we continue our month-long celebration that we call Dust Model Month, which is our fifth annual one. And this is where we turn Dust Spot Radio Network and DustSpot.com into a complete realm of learning. This is where we had different people from the industry share their personal thoughts on how best to attack stuff in the industry, whether it's models, hairstylists, photographers, whatever. And so today will be no different. We will have our special guest, Aaron J. Photo Cox, will be in the building today. Big ups to him. Can't wait. Yes, he actually holds it down from the Bay Area. And we'll be chopping up with him as far as why he has become one of the most sought after photographers to work with in the Bay Area. So we were doing that, and as well as picking his brain so that you guys can all learn how he best prepares for his shoots and how exactly you find the perfect shot. So, yes, all that here and more on today's show of Life That Does Live. All right, man, what are we going to do? Also, we're gonna be talking to our special guest host who will be checking in a bit, my boy John O. He will be my special guest co-host, and we'll be releasing a new version of his track, Dance Parties. It's called Dance Party 99, and we will be releasing that today, chopping up with him as far as about the change and everything, so we can't wait to do that. That being said, man, other things on the plate of definitely something to look out for. Remember, on August 1st, a new issue of Human Cameras Magazine, issue number 11, will be released. So be on the lookout for that. And definitely make sure you cop it because it's going to be another great issue as usual. And it's continued to elevate in how we approach, how the strength of, you know, just the fan base of it every month just gets bigger and bigger. So I can't wait, man, to just really just expose it to more and more people. And some of y'all who've been rocking with us since issue number one, they'll continue to give her a great product. So those are all the things that's in mind when it comes to all these projects. And I also remind you, anytime you want to see all the different submission dates and, you know, the deadlines and whatnot, and when to also, or what the themes are going to be, all you guys simply do is go to dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. Starts exactly the way it sounds, and that's how you can do that. Also, I want to give a shout out to all our great sponsors, audible.com. Check them out at audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Over there, you will be able to enjoy the site in this just beautiful, 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 beautiful audio books. And if you're pressing on the go, sometimes you don't have the time to necessarily read, especially if you're running. You can't read and run at the same time. So audiobooks come into hand. You're able to hear that same exact great knowledge all through audio. So definitely check them out. They have over 150,000 titles in so many different genres. And when you use the link audibletrial.com/CEDDYJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, this will allow you to get a free 30-day trial, a free audiobook download with that as well. Okay. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to all the new track for today. We're going to have release it. Although I don't have my Swiss guest codes, you got to know how to do it. I'm one of the greatest solo acts in the world. All right, here we go, man. It's my boy, Jono, Dance Party 99.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know what's going on. Everybody trying to be up in my business. Hush your mouth and I ain't trying to be offensive. But when I'm trying to score, I need assist from you. And when your girl's ass tell them play the game, guess who? No sub tweets, just grip your sheets. Hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small and my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy. Keep it 100, you ain't never got a lot of me. Soon as I see you slipping, girl you tripping, script gets a flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you. Now settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
You say you love me, we'll say that shit just one more time.
We don't need that shit. Rex, love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it real. I can take you higher while we blasting those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. Cause for this, this is it. And I really wanna make this happen, girl. We can keep it low key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to
just one more time.
Phone rings, money only thing calling. Leo in the house.
and they know this. Haters mean mugging, I ain't even know this. Black shades on in the club going dumb. Heart beating like a drum, girl, I'm trying to have fun. Put your hands on me, I put it all on you, it's too hot. Come and skinny dip in the pool.
Welcome back, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day at the Dusk edition of the show, and we're back. And yes, man, it's a good music break. I released a new version of Dance Partying, that's Dance Partying 99, my boy Jono, and then we play my boy Khalil Thomas, featuring Chris Batson on Ride, and then followed by Khalil Thomas' other son, Sweat. So, yes, man, a lot of great music here on Life at Dusk Live, man. But yes, as we continue on, and our guest, special guest for the show today, we'll check it in a bit. So stay tuned for that. Oh, man, some of the stuff I wanted going on that I've seen that's just utterly disturbing. Okay, so one of the big things right now as far as sports, and, of course, you know, because of the nature of it, it's tend to go into social media around and becoming a part of pop culture, more so not just even sports, is a comment that Tony Dungy actually said about Michael Sam. You know, he was asking a question about would he draft Michael Sam, and he was saying no, he wouldn't want to deal with all that. You know, basically the media circus that comes along with, you know, with Michael Sam, I'm dealing with him being, you know, the first openly gay player in the NFL. And, of course, at the time when the question was being asked, you know, that was when the whole media frenzy of him getting ready to have this reality show with it and whatnot. Now, I'm going to voice my opinion because that's the thing. A lot of people respect my opinion and allow me to speak it freely. And that's what I love so much about the power of this radio medium. So here's my thing. How best put this? He isn't necessarily, you know, I understand where Tony Dungy is kind of coming from in somewhat of a spectrum. And I'm going to play devil's advocate on both sides of the spectrum. Now, with this whole thing that has always bothered me with the situation is the fact of people wanting so bad to be able to say that he's the first openly gay player, and then they're going to snap if he doesn't get if he gets cut from the team, because any other NFL player gets cut from the team to get cut from the team, but if he gets cut, there's going to be this big controversy about, well, it's because he was gay, and that's why he didn't get to stay. And it's going to drive me nuts. Like, it's not fair. It's an unfair thing that's being put on to people, and you know that's going to be the case. So in my spectrum, that's why I feel that Tony Dungy was coming from the comment as far as how I personally feel about it. So I think people will kind of take it out of context. But on the other side of don't want to deal with this as far as media frenzy, look at freaking Johnny Manziel. He can't stop being in the media. And it's a media circus that follows him everywhere he goes. And he hasn't even played one season game yet, let alone preseason, let alone the training camp that started today, yesterday, whatever. So it's too much going on with that. But enough about that. Y'all know I will get started. Once I start, I'm like a runaway train. All right, man, I want to welcome to the show a very special dude all the way from the Bay Area who's definitely making some noise. I want to welcome to the show the wonderful Aaron J. Photo Cox.
Hey,
what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. I saw that you was chilling off in Texas, man, here in Texas.
Yeah, I was out in Texas for a minute, man. I had to go visit my family. It was a, you know, personal vacation for me.
Oh yes, it was 109 degrees today. If you were talking about how hot it was, it was 109 degrees here in Fort Worth today.
Good God!
Yes,
the hottest it was.
I was going to come outside naked.
Yeah, I bet, man. Just running some sprinklers like you were five.
Yeah, I was walking around this mother. I feel like going outside looking like Tarzan with a loincloth for him. People going, hey, you need to get back in the house, man. You know, but,
yeah, I hear you, man. I'm glad to be back in Cali.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm looking at the forecast. The rest of the week is 100 degrees. It's going to be 102 Friday, 102 on Saturday, 101 on Sunday, 100 on Monday. This is, and then, and you know what? Here's the crazy thing. It's actually been cool most of the summer. It hasn't been too bad. And usually it picks up real heavy right around 4th of July. It didn't really start picking up to this week. So, yeah, the summer's kicking in. This letting us know, oh, no, Texas heat don't do that. We're going to remind you why we're Texas.
Texas ain't no joke when it comes to the heat, man.
No. They, two things ain't nobody joke about. They not joke about the heat, and they not joke about putting people in jail.
Yeah, two things. They ain't playing.
But, yes, man. Get to the reason why we got you here, you know, to pick your brain. That first being, you know, what actually led you into getting into photography in the first place?
Well, how it started was my wife. Back when we were dating about 10 years ago, she was doing her little model thing, and I was uncomfortable with some of the photography she was working with. And so she would take pictures of herself, and, you know, she couldn't really do everything herself, so she taught me how to take pictures of her. And it kind of snowballed from there, you know. She liked the pictures, and her friends liked her pictures, so I started doing their pictures, and then, you know, kind of got out into the public, and you know, there we have it. Here we are 10 years later.
I'm piggyback on something you said. You know, y'all know how I zero in on things y'all say very quickly. Hey, you were saying something about how you were, you know, looking for a photographer. You ended up becoming a photographer for her because of not necessarily liking the way some of the photographers were. Like, kind of explain that, and for those models that are trying to find a right photographer, how do they make sure they don't get in those type of situations, and what's the best warrant red flags to look for?
Well, there's just a lot of guys that are, you know, they do it for the wrong reasons. They, you know, I was just afraid of her running into perverts. You know, she would get to you know, a photographer's place or whatnot, and they'd be trying to make her drink alcohol and, you know, just unprofessional stuff. And that was it for me, you know. If you're going to do that kind of thing, if you're being that kind of business, dude, mess with people's wives and daughters, you know, have some respect. So,
exactly.
You know, one thing that they, you know, that I would suggest that, you know, an upcoming model or a model should look out for is just the strict professionalism. You know, the conversation should stay on pictures and modeling and not really get into somebody's personal life. You know, I understand you want to, you know, break the ice and be comfortable with somebody, but there's still some subjects that you don't want to speak on. And it's just, you know, it's none of my business. I don't really care what your romantic situation is. So, you know, I'm more interested in, you know, how you can model and, you know, things of that such.
Right now, here's a deeper question on that. Some people don't show the signs until you meet them in person. So how do you kind of act that? Because, yes, some of them, they put on a good show online and whatnot. Then you meet them in person, they pull some stunts on you.
Yeah, that's kind of a risk you may be having to take, but, you know, you can always check somebody's references. You know, if they're professional, they'll have a lot of references. And, you know, sometimes it's that photographer who's just starting out, and he doesn't have any, but, I mean, if he's starting out and doesn't have any references, there's a risk in itself right there. You may not be getting good pictures. You know, so, you know, trying to check him out, and you got to feel him out first. You may want to meet that photographer and just have some coffee or something before you guys even decide to take some pictures. Or the type of pictures you take, maybe the first time you don't want to be taking those sexy lingerie pictures. Do something casual in a public place. And you'd be able to feel them out in person. But, you know, in this industry, and really any kind of industry that's, you know, where you have to meet somebody alone and one-on-one, you're going to have to be careful. Bring somebody with you, you know, a chaperone, a brother, a friend, whoever. And, you know, have them. And, you know, that's another red flag. If they don't really want you to bring anybody with you, you know, that could be a problem, especially if you're paying for it. You should have that leeway. If that makes you feel comfortable, as long as they're not a distraction, it shouldn't be a problem.
But you know what? I think it's a lot of modeling issues too, man. They, I think when they see people say no escorts, I don't think there's sometimes, and if they pay this real close, it's not that you can't bring anyone. The main thing they're worried about is you can't have anyone on the set. They don't realize that's the fine underlying thing that you need to pay. That's really what they're trying to say, but they don't come out and say it.
Exactly. You know, if you're going to be, you know, on the set trying to give direction and all that stuff, that's a distraction. You just blew off the whole shoot. You know, wasted your money. But, I mean, on the other hand, if the photographer or somebody's paying you to model for them, they may not let you bring an escort. And which is totally fine. Is, you know, if you're getting paid for a job, you can't bring your boyfriend to your job with you. Yeah, it's all comes down to the professionalism. And, you know, you got to watch who you're working with.
Now, how do you, you know, because in this day and age of social media, especially at a high prevalence sense of how people are ready to put those pictures up in an instant with places like Instagram, you know, what's your take on, you know, models? And because I saw there was one of my guests with him before, he had this post up that had me laughing, and it was the worst thing a photographer can see is a model taking your picture and putting one of those cheesy Instagram photo effects on it and posting it.
Yeah, that does happen, and it is irritating. But at the same time, I mean, if that's – it really depends. If they paid you for the picture and they felt that they want to do that with the picture they paid you for, I mean, it's their – let them do it. It's their property. They paid to have it done like that, or maybe they didn't like your editing and felt they could do a better job themselves. But really, if you did a good enough job, they won't do anything to the picture. But sometimes, you know, you've just got that one person that feels they want to do a little something extra, and you really can't stop it. In this day and age, it is what it is, you know. If you don't like the way it looks,
exactly,
you know, unfollow that person.
And, you know, and how do you, as far as now, I talked about how you can find the best, you know, photographer now, and the other way around, you being a photographer, you know, how do you exactly find, and this is always a tough thing to do, is how do you find the perfect shot? Because people don't understand why y'all say, hey, we're doing hour sessions or 2 hour sessions. The reason why y'all say that is because you're taking a bunch of different shots until you get to a certain point. So how do you, from like 300 pictures, find those few perfect shots?
Well, I mean, a lot of that time, so you do an hour session, and you may take 300 pictures in that hour. You know, a lot of it's you're warming up, or the model's warming up. You guys are, you know, getting the feel for each other. And it just may take some time, but there's within those shots, there'll be that one time where she was looking just right. She got her facial expression right, and, you know, her body, her angle was right. And it just worked out. So, I mean, it's kind of a shoot, a hit and miss, you know, you're going to get way more bad shots than you are good ones. But at the same time, sometimes there are professional models that damn near every shot is good. They don't make mistakes. And you'll have to keep up with them, you know.
Now, who is that? Speaking of those type of models, who would you say are like, and I'm gonna be lenient. I'll give you a little more than I usually do. Who are five models that you have shot with that you know whose work that you have loved the best that you've done?
Okay, I've got quite a few. I'd like to say one of my favorites is a good friend of ours, a friend of my family. Her name is Darling Nikki. And then there is another girl named Cara Anderson. And then, let's see, there's another one named Danielle. She goes by Lady D. And then my two absolute favorite models is my wife and my daughter. And, you know, they may not be considered professionals, but I've gotten my very best work out of both of them.
Yes, they owe you a little something extra, like they are full word or something just for saying it on the show. They owe you a little something extra, like, hey, we need to run this team, you heard what you said in the show.
Well, some extra dinner, a little extra piece of steak or something.
Yeah, piece of steak, you know, quiet time while you watching the game, something.
That'll work. Little daddy.
All right, so now who are some of the other photographers that you have seen? You know, not necessarily they have to be in the Bay per se, but you know that you've seen that like, period your favorites. Who are some of your favorites? And I know you might have a few. I mean, a lot, but just name some of them.
Also my competitors, but you know, I admire their work a lot. Tees from 707 Photography, 707 Multimedia. He's the truth, man. He's a real professional, and he's got his own magazine out there, Tees Magazine. He really does it, man. He's a really good dude. And then there is another guy. What is his name? Daniel Spikes, another very good, talented photographer that I really respect. And then the Spider Photos. He's awesome. He's got a good variety of stuff and does a lot of real good car work with excellent editing. And let's see who else. And, you know, shoot, another one is the one who taught me and my own mentor, which happens to be my wife, Naked Eye Photography. She's awesome. And I'd say those are the ones that I just want to go ahead and give a straight-up shout-out to. I know there's some more out there, and they may be listening. I'm sorry if I missed you, but, hey, these are the ones I picked off the top of my head.
They put the disclaimer out there before I asked him, and I said a few of them. So, see, he ain't leave me out on purpose. He just gave a few, but he still love you.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, but it's crazy because I know, although I'm not in the Bay, I haven't been to the Bay, I know pretty much those photographers you just named. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty well known. They're small. They put some good work out there. And like I said, Tease, he's probably the most accomplished photographer that I know personally, and I truly respect him. You know, we've even hooked up on some projects and worked together. And you know, he taught me a few things. He's a really good dude.
Now, I mean, when I look around and I see California, and then I see the next thing, I see a model that's in the Bay. I'm seeing your name pop up a lot on people's stuff. You know, why do you think personally, from your own point of view, you are starting to become one of the most sought after photographers from the Bay or in the Bay?
Well, I think that, you know, I do pretty good work, but I think where I stand out amongst everybody else is I've got a really good, clean reputation. I'm fair. You know, I don't be hitting on the girls and all that stuff. And that's pretty much my niche is being a trustworthy, good professional photographer, you know, and people like me as a person just as much as they like my work. And it's worked out pretty well for me. So, you know, that's really where I make my mark is, you know, with my professionalism.
appreciate most definitely. Now, as far as a model that's trying to get started to the industry, I'm going to ask you only two questions as far as a model and as far as a photographer. So we'll start the model side first. As far as a model getting started into the industry, what are some of the best practices you recommend for them to get their first start?
Well, the first thing I'd recommend is start taking pictures. Do stuff that you're comfortable doing. If you're not really comfortable, getting half naked in front of somebody, don't do it. Because it'll show on the camera. Every picture you take doesn't have to be with your clothes off. A lot of the pictures that you take, do something that represents you, that you can have fun doing. And you'll get your best pictures like that. And then, once you get your feet wet in the industry, start venturing out and trying new things. Build a variety. Build a good variety in your portfolio. And you'll start getting the attention of a lot of other photographers and, people that are in the industry that need models because you never know what look they're looking for. And, put your variety out there. And as far as a photographer, I'd just say, practice makes perfect, man. You just keep shooting. Shoot everybody, It's not only about that size one girl. You may find somebody that's a size 16 that's extremely talented, and you guys work well together, and it'll build your brand by being able to work with anybody. And there's a lot you can do as a photographer, but more than anything, just keep shooting. Try anything, shoot outside your realm. Try new things. Try different things with lights. There's a lot of different things you can do as a photographer to go ahead and expand your craft.
I'm going to throw something out there, too, for you. And, because I know a lot of times y'all don't want to have to say this because y'all – y'all want to be drama-free and want people just to understand it, is y'all got to start paying these photographers. If you just getting started out, you can't sit there and walk up to a photographer and expect him to have a paid shoot. I hate that. When I go on Model Mayhem, that is such a turnoff when I see women who have none but Polaroids in their port, and they have the nerve to have on their page, ask me about my rates. You got to be kidding me.
Yes, a lot of
what
people, rate? Man, they're not very realistic, man. They think that, they very well may be a very pretty girl, but they just have no experience in, the modeling. It's a lot more than just being pretty. You can be pretty and just look like a damn fool in front of the camera, and you expect somebody to pay you for it. Really, when you're starting out like that and you're asking for somebody to pay you for it, they're going to be wanting to pay you for something that you probably don't even want to do, because you have no experience. So they're like, hey, this is what any pretty girl can do, so I'll pay you, get naked in front of the camera. And if that's not your thing, you're probably not going to get very much work at all. I doubt you'll get any work, period. Because I'd rather pay somebody who's experienced, that knows how to model, that doesn't look nowhere near as pretty you are. I'll pay the girl that's a 7 instead of that 10 with no experience. And, I'm not opposed to paying a model. I've done it several times. Depends on what the project is, but I by far go for experience over looks.
I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you came to the show and said that. So glad. I had this discussion with a model, for an aspiring model the other day. She was like, "Oh, some of the girls you work with, I think they look ugly." And I laughed because I said, "Yeah, I guess to you they're ugly, but I say at the end of the day, I say I would rather deal with a person who's a 7 versus a 10 because that 10 is an a-hole." And they got bad work ethics. They're flaking all the time. They're not worth working with.
You got it, man. That's it right there. And who knows? That's 7.
That
you know, with some work, might
always
be a 10.
Flaking.
That happens way too much, man. That's part of the business. You can't even avoid the flakes. They're out there. Everybody's got a cousin that died in a car that broke down.
man, like, or not even that, like, you know, especially if you didn't pay for the shoot and a photographer's doing it for you for free, that's when you definitely don't want to flake. Cause,
oh,
and they don't
understand
why y'all
cut, you get flaked
y'all
on
cut the
most.
Limit on that even more.
Yeah, man, I rarely ever do free photos, but, you know, there are times when I do. And but when I don't do free photos, I expect a deposit before we even do anything. When you want that appointment date, you have to pay me my deposit. So, and that deposit is non-refundable. So if you don't show up, that's my money.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of the people. I have to pay the person up front. I hate just doing just deposit. I like to pay them all the way up front before I even do it, so that it's not a heck. Because, you know, anything can happen later on, and you might not have the money to take care of. I recommend personally taking care of it ahead of time, so that, you know, if some money trouble happens, it won't stop you. That won't be the reason why you can't do it. You don't want that to be the reason.
That's true, but, you know, you know, you gotta have the money.
Yes.
It's cash and carry.
All right, we're gonna be a little nosy. We're gonna ask you some non-modeling questions for a second. And we're going to just throw some things. So I'm going to ask you, the five, call the high five, where each thing I'm going to ask you get to give me five of that. So first thing I'm going to throw at you is, what are five places in the world that you want to travel to for a week each, and why?
Wow, okay. Well, I'd love to go to Paris. You know, it's the land of love. And I'd like to go to Egypt to see the pyramids. I'd also like to go to Israel to go visit the Holy Land. Let's see what else. Man, I'd like to go skiing in Aspen, Colorado. So take some pictures of some snow bunnies out there. And let's see, is that four or is that five? I think that was four. And, you know, I've never been to Hawaii either. I like to go to Hawaii. I've seen some really good pictures and stuff taken out there.
Yes, all right. You handled that pretty well. Perfect explanations of why. Okay, if you had to pick a plate, you're going to an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and they said, you know, you only get to pick five things in here. What five things would you choose?
In an all-you-can-eat restaurant, okay. And they got
and
all
you,
kind
you
of
can
food.
Place it there. If you had the choice to pick to play, put anything in that restaurant, they say you can have five things, whatever, and they say, hey, these are the five things you can get there. Bam. What would those five things be?
Okay, well, the first thing that comes to my mind is I love crab legs. You give me all you can eat crab legs, I'm on it. And,
that was
the perfect
choice.
Shrimp.
Oh, my God. Seafood, man. I go crazy with some seafood.
Yeah, buddy. It's shrimp and then,
okay, you got crab legs.
Crab legs, some shrimp, prawns, and I like steak. I can use some all-you-can-eat steak. And then, you know, got to have a chicken. Go have some fried chicken in there. And then let's see what else. Shoot, man. Some french fries, I suppose. Those five things right there.
Okay. Can't knock those at all. All right, man. Shoot, because we are coming to a close. I was asked this ultimate question at the end of each interview, and that's if you had 12 hours from this moment on, no, excuse me, not 12, 24 hours left to live from this moment on, how would you spend those hours?
Oh, man, I'm a family man. So I'd want to be with my wife and kids, you know, even just not even no TV, just enjoying each other in my last hours. That's all I'd want. If I had that choice, that's absolutely my answer.
All right, man. Hey, nice for that. Those are perfect, man. How can people get in contact with you to be able to book you for shoots and do your work and whatnot?
All right, well, probably the easiest way to find me is Facebook.com/AaronJPhotography. You can view my work on there and see a little bit of my personal life. And I'm also available on ModelMayhem.com at ModelMayhem.com/AaronJPhoto. And I have my portfolio also on there. And then I also have my website at AaronJPhoto.com. And then if you just wanted to email me, that's AaronJPhoto@gmail.com. And that's all my contacts right there, man. Thank you.
No problem, man. We appreciate having you. Definitely great picking your brain. And definitely, I was glad to have you on the show. You know, your person I've been watching your work. And, you know, I that's what the whole month is about, getting some people who are really on top of their game and sharing some of the information with other people so they can get great at their craft as well.
I really appreciate the opportunity, man. I thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. All right, what are we going to do, y'all? We're going to go to some music. I'm going to go to this track, which is a perfect segue to go into. It's a spin to get to the money, because at the end of the day, when y'all are trying to get booked at shoes for Jay Soto, make sure that y'all pay y'all deposits. All right, we'll be
right
back.
On.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, foe. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money flowing all in the atmosphere.
Get to the cash, get to the money, get to the cash. your boy Deuce, hey, your boy Law.
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
All right, y'all, we got a few more minutes up for the show, man. So to remind you guys a few things before we get ready to close out. First off, make sure that you go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. That way you can listen to all the shows. You know, you can hear all the craziness I've said throughout every episode and some of the great stuff in there. Everything in between. right there, and also it's been completely redone, so it's friendly to your mobile devices. Don't worry, we got you. And also make sure you go to DustBot.com. If you are in the industry, join that site so that you can be in a place where it's a professional realm and you ain't got to deal with people being thoughts. Yes, so there you go. I'm also to, I'll remind you that August 1st, there will be the new issue of Human Cameras Magazine, issue number 11. It's going to be crazy. You got different, a lot of big different fields in here. You got half body paint and you got half tattoos. Perfect balance in this issue, so you don't want to miss it. If you've seen the covers, you see what we're getting ready to go with this. It's like a lot of people have been blown away because you're not seeing the same thing that everybody's doing over and over. So definitely check it out, man. It's coming out August 1st. And then make sure you turn around a month later and a couple of some days and change. And make sure you come, if you're in the Funky Town area, DFW, DFWD, that's Denton included in that. You know, make sure that you come to Cobb Park for the Cobb Fest 2014. Because I see a lot of y'all posting on Facebook that y'all, I'm so Fort Worth. Well, if you're so Fort Worth, I better see you at Cobb Fest on Saturday, September 13th. Simple as that. And if you're trying to be the big parachute cause, got tattoos, you know, all you do is show up. It's a $5 donation, which should be going towards Kyle Fest, and that money will be helping to enhance it, make it popping, because that's how we want to do it. We want to be able to enhance the events that's given back to us. So make sure you come to that, and that's going to be for Sunday, August 10th. You ain't got to have it ahead of time. Bring your money with you, and, heck, have a good time and show off your tattoos. If you got tattoos, come show them off. All right, man. That's really all about announcements from the moment, man. If you have any questions you ever want to ask me, my door is open. All you got to do is go to facebook.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, D-U-S-K. Say J Dusk is on Twitter, same thing. Say J Dusk on Instagram, same thing. You can't miss it. It's all simple. Spelled out for you perfectly. All right, so we're going to go ahead and close the show out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Tune to the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Say J. And it's Wednesday, so y'all know how we do every hump day at the Dusk Edition. We remind you our very special public service announcement that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we rolling on that, everybody. Peace.